Yeah, before you sit down, Corey, you know, you've made a persuasive argument that we really need to know what the histology is in addition to these molecular markers. What about quality control in actually reading, whether it's a non-squamous or not? What about the issue of adequacy of sample? And what about the entity, if there is one, if you believe in it, of adenosquamous?
I believe in it. These are very big issues. Frequently, we're contending with small samples, fine needle aspirates, and we get a diagnosis of NSCLC NOS. And then you're left with the dilemma, do you get a repeat biopsy? Can you work this up further with the additional markers, be it TTF1, P63, to differentiate this better? Ideally, you need as much tissue as you can get, and many of us on the panel have been asking our interventional radiologists, particularly, to get core biopsies rather than smaller aspirates. Even amongst expert pathologists, there's often major disagreement when it comes to differentiating squamous from adenocarcinoma. And again, work by Mark Szczesny and his colleagues has pointed this out. So quality control and adequacy of tissue specimens is a major issue.
Mark, what about this issue of adenosquamous? If it's mixed, how do you decide what to do?
Well, you know, in many of these cases, I mean, I agree with Corey. I think it's truly an entity, but a minority of patients. Often you're at the mercy of the size of the biopsy and the amount of tissue to know just how much. We kind of rely on what's the predominant histology, although in certain cases, you know, your level of confidence with this can be either high or low. I manage it based upon what I think the dominant histology is, although I don't think it's a perfect science.
So are you okay, for example, with giving Bev if you see some squamous in there?
Remember, the pivotal trial said that squamous was not the predominant histology. So if I'm convinced that it's predominantly adenocarcinoma, like in 4599, all other things considered, I will use Bev.
Tom, you had a comment?
Yeah, so my comment to Corey was, I was in a meeting this morning and we got into an argument about whether lung cancer not otherwise, non-small cell not otherwise specified, was a valid diagnosis today, and whether or not we should ever accept that from a pathologist. And so how much of it is us going to the pathologist and pushing them, saying, what's going on here? What's your thought about that?
If the specimen is really scant, I don't think we push them at some risk. So I think whether it's valid or not is another issue, but sometimes that's the best they can do, and really their own insights have to be respected. I think it's imperative, though, and I'm sure most of you agree, that the pathologist has to become part of the dialogue. In the past, it was merely small cell versus non-small cell, and their work was done. Now the differentiation histologically and ultimately making sure there's sufficient tissue to do the additional molecular marker testing and not waste it on other IHC testing is also quite important.